boundary. There is no limit, there is no border for non-existence. And, believe me, you, non-existence exists. How do you deal with that? Please, if you have a very intelligent dog, try to teach the dog that non-existence exists. See? We are different. We are not the continuum of life. There has been a jump here. The other dimension, which is thinking. Thinking about God. How do you think about God? If you don't learn the language, you don't think. By thinking, you learn everything. Talking was more important to you than all other animalistic senses you have to know this universe. All the baby animals, they understand by visual, smell, and all that. For you, it was words, which is a symbolic gesture with no precise meaning at all. You remember that argument of the apple? That proves something philosophically. That we have developed an understanding towards abstraction. And we understand the stuff that they are not understandable really. But we do. Magic. That magic is the beginning of human being. For when we are talking about the story, it has another explanation. When we talk about our feeling about it, it has another one. With this one, we start the humanity with what? Remember? Responsibility. Human being is the one that stands up and will say, we did it. Right? That was Adam and Eve. The logical argument was history. Historically, it belongs to animals. Simple logic. Here, the exception, remember? Do you remember Rumi added a story to that? And he said, after that, God called Adam and said, hey, if I didn't want it, it wouldn't happen. Did you know that? He said, of course we knew. He said, why didn't you talk about it? He said, that is the ritual. Out of fear. That's the ritual. I cannot blame you, period. All those meanings is here. But here when we talk about the humanity, how did it start? You know the story is there, and some of you should have read it. It started with God liking what's out there. That's the beginning. And everything was good, except there was no place for him. There was no place for hat. There was no place for justice. There was no place for just. There was no place for real. Because cyber was not here. Super was not here. Ultra was not here. All these dimensions that will come later. So he liked it and he wanted to have a representative after that, which is a little bit more than representative. It's something between representative and replacement and vice. It's caliph. He wanted to have a caliph in here. So what did he do? Do you remember this story? Who does? He called the best angel he has. Remember who he is? Gabriel. He said, hey Gabriel, go and bring me a fistful of earth. So Gabriel came down and returned empty-handed. You will hear this story, Rumi will explain it to you. Because the earth cried and said, please, don't do this to me. Please, please, please. And this is the base of one of the most beautiful poems in Persian language by Hafez, which will go through creation and will say, yes, God had something good and offered it to everyone. And nobody accepted the gift, because everybody knew that this will bring troubles. This is a troublemaker. This would be a problem. So they cried, and God had pity on them. He gave it to us because we were stupid and lost. Zaluman Jahuna. Because we were ignorant, He gave it to us, that gift, which is love. Love is painful, and no logical fellow should like to fall in love. What is the solution? Try to be loved. Find someone who loves you, because you could exploit that attention to the best. That's the attention. Being in love. That magical stuff. But in this story, the earth will cry and will swear, in the name of God, leave me alone, Gabriel. Gabriel will go back and say, he swore at you. How can he do something like that? He will send the others, so on and so on. Then the last one is the good one. The fellow will come down. Earth starts to talk about it and say, hey, Eddie, look at that bird flying. He will grab it. He ordered me to do it, I'll do it. That's why God will give him the mission to take the life away. And you will hear the rest of the story. It's very beautiful, very romantic. The guy will cry and say, oh God, I was good. All these other angels, they didn't do the job. I did the job, now you punish me? Because everybody will hate me. I said, nah, don't worry about it. Because these stupid people, they think something happened. They were poisoned. There was an accident. Or it was old age. None of them would blame you. He said, but there are the good guys, there are the clever ones. How about those? He said, they know it's me. Don't worry about it. They will blame you. This is the beginning to us. He will bring that fistful of earth. Why? Rumi will label it. He will say, God wanted to make khair and shar, good and bad, to exist in this universe. Therefore, He created us. Because before us, there is no good and bad. Is there? A tiger is killing an impala. Is it good or bad? None. When we come in, it depends on the cameraman. Cameraman starts with the life of the lioness and hunger of the babies, then you love it. Cameraman starts with a bunch of impalas going around and with the difficulties raising the children, you hate that scenery. It comes in you. The judgment is in you. Do you think that the other animal, they judge? We are the judge. aren't we? I repeat, a lioness captured a baby impala. You see? In your mind, you judged. And wow, to those who judge, because they will be judged. That is the subject. That's how we understand our presence here. Naturally, we know, we can even prove it genetically that yes, we are coming from that monkey, and it was that, mouse, that cockroach, that amoeba. Okay. The machine is coming from that line, which is not explainable by itself, because that line, we don't know how did it happen. One day, one stone fell down here, and a couple of amoeba, they said, you know what, let's exploit this planet. Let's start some life in a couple of thousand years. We could fly away. Is this what happened? We don't know. It's not explainable. It's here, that magic. Maybe after that we could understand why this one behaved like this. But we know firmly that we are different. There is a line between us and them. For them, khayr does not exist. Therefore, ikhtiyar doesn't exist. Ikhtiyar, that I hesitate to call it choice, because it's not choice. It's understanding what the pure goodness is all about. When you understand it, your position is quite obvious. You don't need any explanation. You have to go for that, not against that. That's simple. We are talking about this kind of human being. And we are talking about the fight inside. This inside of me? How? What happened to the other one that I'm talking about? You remember the other one in this book, we talked about it as a boy, a young boy, who is selling the sweets, you remember? And he said, everything depends on this guy. Why? Because this guy could bring the pity, and we don't believe that we are in charge here. We know that something else is in charge. And that something else will give us hints. The most important hint is what? Our attraction to beauty. Our attraction to justice, to just, all of that. And that boy should grow up. We are talking about the process of that boy growing up, because we believe that boy is the real owner. What about the driver, the machine? The machine resists because the machine is in control and wants to continue to be in control here. And we'll understand that this boy is climbing up the ladder. So we have to be very careful and know the enemy. What would the enemy do? The enemy first fights this young boy from being at the side of the goodness. We talked about it. We talked that this little boy, first of all, needs a new vision. Let go of the last one. This little boy to grow up needs independence. Let go of that show off of intelligence and the serpent stuff. The enemy wants to have the key to this treasure. But it doesn't work that way. There is a difference.